Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is dedicated to the German baritone Matthias Goerne, who will be singing here in Honolulu on Friday, May 31st at Orvis Auditorium. Co-host Blair Boone McGurra and I interviewed Mr. Goerne, and you'll hear that interview during this program. But for those who don't know his voice, let's hear him right now, singing the lively Schubert Musenzone, or the Son of the Muses.
Durch Feld und Wald zu schweifen, mein Liedchen wegzupfeifen, so geht's von Ort zu Ort, so geht's von Ort zu Ort. Und nach dem Takt der Regen und nach dem Maß bewegen sich alles an mir fort. Und nach dem Maß bewegen sich alles an mir fort. Kann sie kaum erwarten, die erste Blume im Garten, die erste Blüte am Baum. Sie grüßen meine Lieder, und kommt der Winter wieder, sieh ich noch jenen Traum, sieh ich noch jenen Traum. Ich sing ihn in der Weite, auf heißes Länderbreite, da blüht der Winter schön, da blüht der Winter schön. Doch diese Blüte schwindet und neue Freude findet sich auf bebauten Höhen, und neue Freude findet sich auf bebauten Höhen. Denn wie ich bei der Linde das junge Völkchen finde, so gleich erreg ich sie. Der stumpfe Bursche dreht sich, das steife Mädchen dreht sich nach meiner Melodie, nach meiner Melodie. Ihr gebt den Sohle Flügel und treibt der Strahlen Flügel, ihr Liebling weit von Haus, ihr Liebling weit von Haus. Ihr lieben holden Musen, wann ruh ich ihr am Busen noch endlich wieder aus, wann ruh ich ihr am Busen noch endlich wieder aus.
That was the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Matthias Goerne, with Eric Schneider piano in Schubert's Musenzone, or Son of the Muses. Though I can tell you that Goerne is one of the most respected and recorded baritones on the planet, that he sings at major opera houses and performs recitals throughout the world, it's best if you can hear the artist himself provide some of his own background, even if it's on this kind of scratchy cell phone connection.
Yeah, the fact that I was born in Weimar was maybe a kind of lucky coincidence, yeah, that when you're growing up and you have parents, they have been at the same time in the theater working and in this kind of archive of Goethe and Schiller. This contact to literature and to any kind of art in a way, and even dance and theater, acting theater and opera and contact and classical music in general was the most natural kind of way to get introduced to, just by the fact where I was born and what my parents have done in their own life, yeah. And this is how it started. And then I moved to other place where my father was becoming an intendant of the theater, and then they moved again, and I stayed there. That was quite a busy time for someone who was a child or a youngster to move every 6-7 years to a new place. Also not so easy, but in fact, it was always working well in the end for me. And then I started to sing when I was quite young, something like 11 or 10 years. I started in a choir to sing in an opera house, and it was called Karl-Marx-Stadt. Now it's called Chemnitz. It has been renamed, and it used to be before the Second World War. And I discovered singing already earlier when I was much younger. I had also cello lessons and a little bit piano. But then with the moment I was going regularly, that means almost every day, to this kind of choir lessons. And it was a choir who was part of the opera house in Chemnitz. That means we had also to do all this kind of performances where you meet the children choir, La Bohème, Carmen, etc., etc. That was maybe the kind of initializing moment to feel that singing itself became not just a hobby. It was also that I discovered a language to express myself. So, and then going on and on and on, I started to study. And now I'm sitting here 35 years later with you and have an interview, and I'm coming the first time in my life to Hawaii.
After hearing something about his background, you probably want to hear him sing again, and this time the pianist is Alexander Schmalz, who will be joining Gerne on his Honolulu recital. We'll hear them perform Schubert's To Sylvia.
Was ist Sylvia, sage dann, dass sie die weite Flur preist. Schön und zart sich sie nahm, auf Himmels Gunst und Spur weist.
Schubert's To Sylvia, Matthias Gerne with Alexander Schmalz, the pianist who will accompany him on the May 31st recital at Orvis Auditorium. Let's hear what Gerne has to say about Alexander Schmalz and the other pianists he's sung with during his career.
I have to say, Alexander Schmalz, this is a great friend of mine, my closest friend in life. Oh. And we know each other since a long time, and he is the only one, I would say, he is a lead pianist. Yeah, mm-hmm. He is really, he's a teacher in the university in Leipzig, excellent teacher. The greatest challenge in my career, when I was much younger, I started very soon, I started with 20-something, with Vladimir Ashkenazi.
Sure.
And then it took just a very short time. There was the next pianist coming, and then it ended up that I had we had just a plan to do maybe 2-3 concerts with Alfred Prentl, and in fact we had 35. And then I started with Andreas Hefleger, with so many fantastic pianists, Leif of Ansnes, now the Seon Jin-cho, this Korean fantastic young pianist. Just yesterday I had a rehearsal for this kind of artist residency chamber music concert what I have to do next month here in New York with Daniel Trifonov. I mean, the world is full of this kind of fantastic, fantastic pianists. They have, in fact, when they are great artists and the musicality is endless, in the combination with their facilities they have technically wise, of course, it's other world than to this, I have to say, this kind of regular lead pianist.
But with Trifonov, just for example, with him, he's so young and he's famous for solo piano. What is his relationship to you and to Lieder?
The relationship to me is that we became really friends over the last couple of years when we started to work, and we just recently recorded a program which is released at Deutsche Grammophon.
Wow.
And this is coming and released, will be released in 1.5 years, I think in 2021. But the relationship is that in his case, he is so unique and extraordinary that going back in the past 50 years and going back in the future, he's the most dominating and most gifted.
Wow. Wow.
Pianist in the world.
My goodness.
And,
oh.
I was also wondering when I listened to him the first time, that was he was 22, and then I called his management, what he used to have in Italy, and I said, you know, I'm really interested to have concerts with him. And he agreed immediately, and then 1.5 years later, or 2 years later, we started to have concerts. And I could not believe, and I'm still wondering, from where is this kind of wisdom also about life, you know? I mean, the sensitivity, the knowledge, the complexity in thinking, from where is it coming from when you're just 27? Yeah, but he's an exception. Yeah.
Yes, obviously.
This is, we're talking in terms like Horowitz, or, really the greatest. I mean, this is outstanding.
But what will be on his program? It's Schubert's greatest work, Winterreise, or Winter's Journey, which Gernis speaks about in our interview.
Winterreise and Schöne Müllerin, they're really full cycles, and they have this kind of inner dramaturgy. And this is maybe for an audience. People are loving this kind of chamber music especially, and they're especially coming for this concert. But in any case, this is the most fascinating and at the same time also the most famous repertoire in this kind of Lieder repertoire. This is easier to also to introduce people to this very specific kind of world, which is you have many short pieces, sometimes also longer pieces, but compared to an opera, it's still very short, and this is divided by 20 or 24 songs and texts, and each has a beginning and the end, and there is a kind of development inside, and you have to follow, and the inner kind of logic is so strong that it's very good to come with something which is so clear in the language and what it wanted to say to the people. That is also one of the reasons that I take always a cycle to come to places I never have been.
After hearing Matthias Gerne, the star of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, speak about Winterreise, let's hear one of the songs from his first recording of the cycle back in 1996, when he was 29 years old. This is Täuschung, or Illusion, and we'll hear it twice, the second time being a more recent recording made in 2014, or some 18 years after the first one.
Ein Licht ganz freundlich vor mir hin. Ich nach die Kreuzung quer. Ich folg ihm gern und seh's ihm an, dass es verlockt den Wandersmann. Ach, wie ich so elend ist, wie der bunten List, hinter Eis und Nacht und Graus im Weiß ein helles, warmes Haus. Und eine liebe Seele dringt, nur Täuschung ist für mich gewinn.
Goethe's recordings of Illusion from Schubert's Winter Journey, the first made in 1996 with Graham Johnson, and the second from 2014 with Christoph Eschenbach. Let's return to the Goethe interview that Blair and I recorded. Relation between opera singing and recital singing.
I had always this kind of split that I do not more than two revivals or two productions in a season, or just one new production, and then sometimes when I have to then maybe two or three operas in a season, then I have at least for 8 months nothing than concerts and song recitals and recording projects. It was always very important for me to have this kind of full palette of what is possible for a human voice, to spend time with contemporary music, to discover a repertoire which is not really this kind of main repertoire, to have all this kind of orchestral pieces from Lyrische Symphonie über Hauptmann Gesangstil, etc., etc., and this kind of song repertoire. I think it's very, for me, it was very important also to, just for my mind, to have this balance between all this kind of different possibilities to express yourself with the voice. But I think also for just for the voice self, for this kind of physiological situation you have always to take care of, especially when you're singing a lot and when you're traveling a lot and when you're switching the repertoire. This is, I think, very important to stay fresh and to balance this kind of never-ending process that voices are in a constant kind of change. Yeah? It's never like this, you know. I never had a phase in my, a moment in my life that I had the feeling, okay, now I know everything, and this, it goes on until I die. I can just sing, and now I do it. No, independent of repertoire. Then you're going in another repertoire, a little bit more heavy, or you have to sing operas that are maybe not so heavy, but they have to, they're extremely long. You have to sing very long. That means the condition self of singing time self has to start to grow. So how do you do this, you know? And it has, of course, consequences and this kind of balance. When you have done a period of heavy opera, this is, you have to get used to come back to this repertoire from where you're coming from originally-wise. It means you have to organize it, that you have concerts with Schöne Müllerin. I have done this, for instance. The first time I have done with Jaap van Zweden Wagner, Wotan Walküre, or it was Siegfried der Wanderer. I'm not sure, one of those. Then 10 days later, I had my first recital in Paris with Schöne Müllerin. Of course, it takes a while, but this is very good that you force yourself to go back and to sing with a slimmer and more elegant kind of sound. Yeah?
Is it fun to be Voltan or Amfortas or Voltsek?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is so challenging. And all the three roles, they could not be more different to each other.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they are unified under this kind of roof, the most important mainstream repertoire where the baritone can sing. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
And really full of character. Yeah. And also demanding vocally wise, of course.
Ja, aber macht es Spaß, wirklich macht es Spaß, eine andere
Absolutely.
Person zu sein?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I wondered about that.
It's amazing. The role self is challenging. The character is so complex. The possibility what you can project and how you establish the character, it's unique.
Yeah.
This is Wotan in the same way like Wozzeck. Yeah?
Sure.
And even Parsifal and Fortas, you have so many possibilities to do this. You can have so many variations in between the performances. I mean, this is really great fun.
Good.
Even when I do not like to say fun, because nothing is really fun with this kind of what we are doing.
Let's hear another portion of Winterreise, which Matthias Gurner will be singing next week. The story of the cycle follows a despondent man as he leaves the town where his unfaithful girlfriend lives. He trudges into the snowy, desolate landscape. In the very first song, he gives us information about his situation. He's an outsider who seemed to have a good chance with this particular woman, and now, in bitter disgust with the whole affair, writes, "Good night," on her fence as he leaves.
Gott hat sie so gemacht.
Gute Nacht, or Good Night, from Matthias Goerner's 1996 recording of Schubert's Winterreise with Graham Johnson. Even at 29, Goerner's breath control is excellent.
I appreciate your amazing breath control, and where other people take a breath between phrases, you often combine phrases. Is this something that comes naturally to you?
I would say I do not start a competition with myself that I want to show that I can sing a little bit longer than other singers. Sometimes it's also the opposite. I take it in a very natural, and sometimes when I'm teaching, I say always, independent of what you're doing with the breathing, you have just to put it in a very, very logical way. It's always the decision, do you follow the grammar of the language itself, that you use a comma to breathe, or you go absolutely against it and you accept more this kind of musical kind of rhythm? This is more the question I have. And sometimes there are also days where it's harder to sing. Yeah? You're a little bit physically exhausted. I mean, long phrases, that means that the body has to be rested and the muscles, they have to be extremely elastic and flexible and not at all tired and tensed. And then you can sing long phrases. But when you're traveling a lot or you have to do a lot and to do your reverse and you have maybe time change or just you have quite a lot of concerts in a row sometimes. But then the most important is that you find a way to manage easily that it's not becoming a kind of disaster for the interpretation itself. Yeah.
Let's hear another Winterreise song. This is The Linden Tree, which has become a German folk song. Listen for the use of major when the man remembers good times of the past, and minor for the bitter times he's facing now.
Seine Rinde, so manch
ich muss auch heute wandern vor mein tiefe Nacht. Da hab ich noch im Dunkeln die Augen zu. Zweige rauschten, als riefen sie mir zu. Komm hier zu mir, Geselle, hier findest du deine Ruhe. Winde bliesen mir grad ins Angesicht. Der Hut flog mir vom Kopf. Ich wendete mich
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. Matthias Goene with Graham Johnson performed The Linden Tree. In the following portion of our interview with Matthias Goene, you'll hear him speak about preparing new music.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you prepare music and your daily regimen of vocalizing and maybe going about learning new music?
I just take the music, wherever I can and wherever I am, 3-4 hours in the airplane, and I just study the scores. When I think I have a sort of kind of overview, then I get in contact with a pianist that I have really the kind of complex sound and really to figure out how harmonically this is also functioning with my voice, and that I have really this kind of run through. With this kind of contemporary music, of course, you spend a little bit more time because it's more difficult to remember when you sing it by heart, or you want to sing it almost by heart, but you're using the scores, but you do not have to look always at the scores. It takes, of course, longer because the melody itself is more difficult to learn and to sing also in a way, because it's you have to create a way that it becomes so normal, like it would be for the Schönergötter from the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven. The amount of concert I have to sing and the amount of rehearsals I have necessarily rise in the combination with all the concerts. This is the time I have to control my voice. There is not so much time left that I stay at home and listen, okay, I'm just in the scales. No, I think when you have such a large repertoire in concert repertoire, then you have to use anytime, if you really try to sing for real in the rehearsal, that you remind yourself what is right and what is wrong, and what you should do and what not.
In the next Winterreise song, Frühlingstraum, or Dream of Spring, the man remembers a sweet dream, and of course, it's in the major mode, when the reality of his present situation, after all, it's not spring but cheerless winter, the tune reverts to minor.
Ich träumte von bunten Blumen, so wie sie wohl blühen im Mai. Ich träumte von grünen Wiesen, von lustigem Vogelgeschrei, von lustigem Vogelgeschrei. Und als die Hähne krähten, da ward mein Auge wach, da war es kalt und finster, es schrien die Raben von Bach. Da war es kalt und finster, es schrien die Raben von Bach. Die Hähne krähten, da ward mein Herz wach. Nun sitz ich hier alleine und denke im Traume nach. Nun sitz ich hier alleine und denke im Traume nach.
Frühlingstraum or Dream of Spring with Matthias Goerne and Graham Johnson. During the Goerne recital next week, we'll provide the English translation in supertitles, just like HOT does. Can we use supertitles for the translations?
Oh, this is much better. I mean, this is a pleasure. I mean, this is always what I'm asking for. And many presenters have simply not the technical kind of equipment. This is absolutely perfect, subtitles to have for the instead of having the text in the program. So.
Yes. And the following Winterreise song, The Angry Man Defies the Wind and Snow in His Face, Singing in Defiance. Complaining is for fools, and if there's no God on earth, we ourselves are gods.
Fliegt der Schnee ins Gesicht, spült mich herunter. Wenn mein Herz im Busen spricht, sing ich hell und munter. Habe keine Ohren, fühle nicht, was es mir klagt, klagen ist mir Toren. Lustig in die Welt hinein, gegen Wind und Wetter, will kein Gott auf Erden sein, sind wir selber Götter. Ich in die Welt hinein, gegen Wind und Wetter. Will kein Gott auf Erden sein, sind wir selber Götter.
That was Mut, or Courage, with Goerne and Johnson. And then we heard it again in Goerne's 2014 recording with Eschenbach. In the following portion of the interview, we'll hear Goerne's thoughts on teaching.
Continuing on that subject, you mentioned your teaching. Do you work with private students, or do you teach, prefer masterclass settings, or how do you continue to teach?
I'm just doing private students because this is a better way to control what you can expect. And there is also more independency because when someone is coming private, so usually they're more ambitious and better prepared and you have more influence to the quality of voice you're choosing a pupil or not. With masterclasses, especially this kind of open masterclass with public, I have my concerns. I'm not entirely convinced by the efficiency. Sometimes, yes, but often it's just a kind of platform for, very often for the teacher self, that he is using this to show how great he is and how much other people still have to learn, which is also absolutely useless, especially for the students. On the other side, you have also so many students, they have this kind of tendency, when you read a biography, they're studying since 10 years and they're already 32 or 29, and then they have done 50 masterclasses, and you see all these great names from great singers. And then you listen to them and they said, okay, what is the point? Obviously, you learned not so much, even when you have been in contact with really great people. Because I think in the last consequence, you have really to study with someone who is telling you the truth, you have talent or not. And even when the truth means that he is recommending he should not study singing, this is much better for this person. I mean, also for this personal life of this young student. Because when you spend years and years and years and years, and then you have no success, not even to find a job in a choir, I mean, this is also your lifetime. I think this kind of to be honest and fair and in a very polite way, yeah, this is much better. And when you have talent, then you need to find a teacher who is really telling you the right things in technical terms and not talking about all the time, yeah, you have to do this with emotions and you have to wave a little bit with your arms and all this kind of fairy tales. They are so common. This masterclass, sometimes it makes sense. It depends who is providing this and how it's prepared, yeah. But often the masterclasses, I do not believe so much in. Yeah.
You're probably wondering how Winterreise ends, but I won't tell you now, and invite you to my pre-concert talk on Friday, May 31st at Orvis Auditorium. The penultimate Winterreise song does divulge the mental disillusion of our poor guy as he tries to make sense out of the three suns he sees in the heavens. Two recordings of Die Nebensonnen, or Phantom Suns, first Gurney and Johnson, and just now with Eschenbach, the pianist. In the next portion of the interview, Gurney speaks of the huge amount of travel that a singer's life entails. And of course he speaks of his visit here to Hawaii.
I do not want to travel unnecessarily wise, even when it's amazing nature, because I'm absolutely against this kind of crazy traveling of the humankind, because I'm just going to places in the combination with a concert and not just alone for the vacation. This is a very good opportunity always to stay a little bit longer or to be a little bit earlier there, but always in the combination with work. This is then half bad, I would say. And, of course, I never have been there, and this is very interesting for me to be in a place which is part of the United States, but still so far away from almost everything. I'm very excited to come the first time to Hawaii.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you very much for the interview. I'm sorry that I have to leave. It was very nice to talk to you.
Yes, it's been wonderful. Thank you very much.
And we see each other in Hawaii, yeah?
Okay. Wir freuen uns darauf.
Ja, ich mich auch. Dankeschön. Tschüss.
Bis dahin.
Tschüss.
With that, Blair and I had to end our interview, but look forward to meeting Matthias Gurney and Alexander Schmalz in person next week when they perform Winterreise. We'll close this edition of Singing in Other Sins with a portion of the final song from Winterreise with Gurney and Eschenbach. This is your host and producer of Singing in Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha. Thank you.
alles gehen, alles wie es will. Tritt uns eine Leine, steht ihm immer still. Seine Reihe steht.